Tämä on uudenlainen musiikin oppimisympäristö.
Lähetämme pois, Veikko.
Koululle ja oppilaitoksille, mutta myöskin musiikkiterapia ja musiikkikuntoutuksen työvälineeksi. Tämä on semmoinen kuin musatorni. Ja oikeastaan tästä on syntynyt myöskin tuote, joka soveltuu myöskin mun tyyppisten asioiden opiskeluun, muun muassa kielten opiskeluun. Ja jonka takia ehkä tämä päätuotteen nimi on semmoinen kuin edutorni, mutta että musiikin puolella me tykätään kutsua tätä nimellä vähän epämuodollisestikin musatorniksi. Ja tämä mahdollistaa ihan uuden tyyppisen musisoinnin oppilaille. Ja tämä tarjoaa uudenlaisia työtapoja musiikin opiskeluun, mikä oikeastaan se syy, minkä takia tämä on myöskin kehitetty. Me pystytään tämän musatornin konseptin kautta haastamaan tämän hetken musiikkikasvatuksen käytäntöjä ja osittain monet näistä käytännöistä on aika luutuneita. Eli pystytään tarjoamaan jotain uutta ja myöskin pohtimaan, että voidaanko me jotain asioita tehdä jopa tehokkaammin tai mielekkäämmin tai luovemmin kuin aikaisemmin.
Welcome here to the Department of Music. My name is Esa Allarvuona, and well, there will be first this kind of a general presentation on things we are doing here at our department, and then there will be a possibility to get to know these other labs here. This very place where we are now, this is Music Therapy Clinic for Research and Training, and there will be some more. Okay, so there's approximately 35 staff members here, and we have quite a lot of students here, also international ones. As you can see, nice fancy photos and many, many different kinds of areas of research. And also technologies when conducting all these studies. So we try to cover and not only try to cover, but we cover all these areas of research, and this is not even all. So it's quite nice to have this kind of wide collection of different kinds of topics and areas of research, and also using many different kinds of paradigms and methodologies when studying music as a phenomenon. Okay, here's a list of currently run research projects. All these are conducted.
It was quite interesting to find that people were more closed with themselves when they were high on the neuroticism trait. So that was also quite an interesting result. Otherwise, I analyzed it mainly related to emotions. So basically, happy music was embodied more open and.
No, this is they bought it. It's a technology that they're selling for. You can control, for example, your PowerPoint presentations with waving your hand. But for that, it's very clumsy. It's very. It doesn't really work so well.
Yeah.
So what we do here at the more than extroverts.
Ymmärrätkö?
Yeah.
Okay. Ymmärrätkö minä?
Joo.
Okay.
So, we can assess their personalities. Is the one with stronger personality moving more than the weaker person? We can do lots of experiments to see how Please come here. Come here. Join us. Come here. Carry on. Okay. Catch it. Okay. You can come here. Are you able to catch it?
No.
I will just
come inside.
There you go. Try to move it. Try to move it and see what happens. Will it die?
Just if you step over this line, then just take your shoes off. So if you want to participate in the fun ball game,
please. Who wants to have some
courage to do
some fun?
Exactly.
Don't throw the helmet.
What was that?
So exciting. Okay.
Well, this is the motion capture lab, so I don't know if should we say maybe something? So
please go ahead.
Yeah. So this is the mocap, so parts of the research that I've been showing over there. There's more on that screen, so just have a look there.
Why? And Z. This position is then sent to another computer which is making the sound. So, thank you. So the sound basically goes up, goes down. Very simple. If I don't make anything, it doesn't sound. If I move, the more I move, the more sound I get.